new series of message concerning principles in life of a normal Christian. I believe this is a very important principles that we need to go through every day. Okay, so let's turn our Bible to the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm is one of the most common and beloved Psalms in the book of Psalms.
蒙大家所爱的一首诗篇,
yet it is a psalm that we need every day.
So let's read the
23rd Psalm.
我们一同来读诗篇,
I'll read it first in English, our sister will lead you in Chinese.
请先读英文,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green paths. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Set me in the path of righteousness, name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of thine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们一起来读中文。 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。 他使我躺卧在青草地上， 领我在可安歇的水边。 他使我的灵魂苏醒， 为自己的名引导我走义路。 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷， 也不怕遭害， 因为你与我同在， 你的杖， 你的竿都安慰我， 在我敌人面前， 你为我摆筵席， 你用油膏了我的头， 使我的福杯满溢， 一生一世， 必有恩慈爱随着我， 我且要住在耶和华的殿中， 直到永远。
Another verse in the Psalms 27 verse 4.
我们一起翻到诗篇27篇第四节。
27 verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
一起来读。 有一件事我曾求耶和华， 我仍要寻求， 就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中， 瞻仰他的荣美， 在他的殿里求问。
Let's give importance to the last part, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
最后一部分很重要， 瞻仰他的荣美， 在他的殿里求问。
Another verse, Psalms 42 verse 1 and 2.
诗篇第42篇第二节。
As the heart or the as the part panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
我们一起来读。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
Let's have a further word of prayer. Lord, this morning we come to your precious word once again. Lord, we pray that once again remind us of your purpose and your will. Lord, we need you this morning. Lord, we open our hearts to you. Speak, Lord, for your servant, listen. In Jesus' name we pray. One of the most important and basic principles of a normal Christian is a principle of having an intimate personal relationship with
God.
Now, all spiritual experience is based upon our intimacy with God. A lot of Christians have this misconception that as long as I'm in service, As long as I join the Friday night meeting and the Sunday morning Lord's table. As long as I read the Bible. Then my relationship with God is okay. But that is not always right. You might read the Bible every day. You might always be involved in all kinds of service in the church. You might be joined in every single meeting. But is your relationship with God intimate? That is a big question. Every time we had a problem with our relationship with God, then everything just collapsed down. It is so sad to say.
就非常不幸的说,
we might do everything so right. But what is inside is wrong.
如果我们里面是错的,
then this is the work of the flesh, not work of the spirit.
这就是血气的工作, 而不是圣灵的工作。
Every single experience in our relationship with God.
在我们与神之间关系的经历里面,
it's always dependent upon our intimacy with God.
都是依靠于我们和神之间的亲密的关系。
You want spiritual growth?
你想要属灵的成长吗?
You want victory over enemy?
你想要胜过仇敌吗?
It's always dependent upon is my relationship with God normal?
那完全取决于我们和神之间的关系是不是正常?
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God desires us to have a personal, intimate relationship with Him. It is, we see it already in the book of Genesis 1. Verse 26 and 27 says,
第26节27节说到,
and God created according to His image and likeness,
神照着他自己的形象造了人,
that they may have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth.
所以他们可以管理空中的鸟、海里的鱼和地上的爬物。
In other words, man is so special in the eyes of God.
换句话说，人在神的眼中这样的特殊。
Every kind of creature that God had made is created after its own kind.
每一个神所造的每一个动物都是各从其类。
But only man is created according to the image and likeness of God.
只有人是照着神的形象造的。
And a lot of times we felt like, oh, because he created man to his likeness, that man might represent him and have dominion over all the creation God has created.
你会说，如果神造人是照着神的形象，照着神的样式造，是为了让人来管理地上的走物。
This is very true.
这是真的。
But how can we have God on this earth?
但我们怎么能够来代表神在这个地上呢?
How can we have dominion over created things?
那我们怎么能够来管理所造的万物呢?
Man should have a personal, intimate relationship with God.
人需要和神之间有一个亲密的关系,
yeah, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people felt like, well, we human beings are just evolved from something else, a lower form of animals.
很多人说我们人是从以前的动物进化过来的。
This is all the most foolish thing that he would say.
这是最愚昧的事情。
One time in China,
有一次在中国,
they tried to have this so-called brainwashing. Brainwashing session.
有一个所谓的洗脑的课程。
Because they want to educate the people that we are from the lower form of animals.
想要教育人们说我们是从以前的动物们进化过来的。
And there is no God.
没有神。
And we human came from monkeys.
我们人是从猴子变来的。
So after all this session, then they said, do you have any question?
这个课程结束之后，这个讲员问，你有问题吗?
Then an old lady stand up and said, ask.
有一个老人站起来问,
do you mean to say that you, the speaker, your grandmother came from monkeys?
他就说，那你的祖母是从猴子来的吗?
That the speaker was so red, so angry, how could you say my grandmother came from monkeys?
这个人就脸就红了，很生气的说，你怎么说我的祖母是从猴子来的呢?
Regardless how they say it,
不管人怎么讲,
in the conscience of man, man knew that we are special.
在人的良心里面, 人知道说我们是特别的。
We are created according to God's image, according to God's likeness.
因为人是照着神的形象, 照着神的样式造的。
People might not admit it.
人可以不承认,
yet in them they knew we are in the image and likeness of God.
但是在人的里面, 人知道说我们是照着神的形象, 照着神的样式造的。
And this is a relationship between the creator and the creature.
这就是造物主和被造的人之间的关系。
It is what we call a distant relationship.
这是一个有距离的关系。
But that is not yet the end.
这不是结局。
God wants to furthermore this relationship.
神需要进一步这个把这个关系再进一步。
Not only he want to create man in his own image and likeness.
他不光是想照着他自己的形象和样式。
Wants to get into man to become the life of man.
他想把神的生命放在人的里面。
This is what we distinct relationship.
这是一个有特点的生命。
A unique relationship.
是一个独特的生命。
God wants to become our life.
神要成为我们的生命。
That's why when man was created in the Garden of Eden,
所以当人在伊甸园里被造的时候
，we all knew God put man in front of the tree of life.
所以神把那个生命树放在人的面前
，hoping that one day man may partake of this fruit.
希望人有一天能够来尝这个生命
，which signifies God Himself.
这是代表神自己。
That God might become the life of man.
所以神可以成为人的生命。
But yet we know an old story says that we man failed.
但是我们知道人堕落了。
Man's pick instead of picking the tree of life.
人没有选择生命树。
He picked up the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
选择了那个分别善恶树的果子。
So from that time on, this relationship was broken.
所以从那一刻起，这个关系就破坏了。
God intends man to represent him on this earth.
神意思是要人来代表他在这个地上。
Yet what man represents is Satan himself.
但是人却选择了代表撒旦。
If you look outside of us, all these human beings,
如果你来我们这个人类
they live and walk like worse than animals.
人活着比那个动物还要糟糕。
Every time you look at the newspaper,
每一次你看这个新闻
altogether bad news.
所都是坏消息。
While children killing their parents,
孩子把父母给杀了。
Parents killing their children,
父母把孩子给杀了。
And there is so-called homosexuality.
有那个同性恋
and this is a male wanting to get married with a male.
男的想和男的结婚
Is this what God wants us to be?
这是神要我们 做的样子吗
God has a glorious purpose on man.
神在人的身上有一个荣耀的旨意
To represent him upon this earth.
在这个地上来代表他
Yet what man live is far away from what God intend man to be.
但是人所活出来的和神所要的相差那么远
It seems like God, a man had gave up on God.
看起来神已经对人放
No, men have gave up on God.
看起来人已经对神已经完全放弃了。
But God never gave up on man.
但是神从来没有放弃人。
He wants to come in and live.
他想来住到人的里面。
That's why when we go to the table, we thank the Lord.
所以我们来到主饼杯面前的时候，我们感谢主。
This God who became a man.
这个人成为神人的这个神成为人的样式。
The man Lord, the Christ Jesus.
这个主耶稣基督。
We are very near this so-called Easter.
我们跟复活节很近了。
A lot of times we talk about Easter is all about eating and drinking.
我们讲到复活节，讲到吃和喝。
But let me tell you, Easter is what we call God's redemptive plan for man.
但是复活节是神对人的救赎。
He came to become a man.
他来成为人。
He died for you, he lived for you, he resurrected for you.
他为我们死，为我们复活，为我们升天。
He seated at the right hand of the Father.
他坐在神宝座的右边。
He became the life-giving spirit.
他成了那个活的灵。
That he might dwell in us.
他可以住在我们里面。
You know, when God created man,
当神造了人的时候
he blew into his nostril.
他在他鼻子里面吹了一口气。
That man became a living soul.
人就成了一个有灵的活人。
But that is not yet finished.
但是这没有完结束。
God created in man a spirit.
在人的里面，在人的里面，神有放了一个灵。
Which in intuition 直接。
在人里面放了一个直觉。
That we might know God.
我们可以知道神。
There is also what we call the fellowship.
可以和神之间有交通。
Which we call a communication with God.
就是和神之间的沟通。
And we had a conscience.
我们有一个知觉，良心。
To know the heart of God.
能够知道神的心。
So in other words, man, in man there is a vessel.
在换句话说，在人的里面有一个器皿。
And this vessel can only fill with God Himself.
这个器皿只能够被神所充满。
So when Christ became that life-giving spirit,
当那个基督成了那个圣灵的时候
he to all who believe,
对所有相信的人
he came into them and become life in them.
就他就进到他们的里面，成为他们的生命。
That's why the Bible tells us.
所以圣经跟我们说
，Through faith, Christ make home in our hearts.
借着信，基督来到我们心里。
Today we thank God.
今天我们感谢神。
Every one of us here are set among all kinds of people.
今天我们所有这些人在当中成为非常特殊的人。
Not only are so-called Christian.
不光我们是基督徒。
Because the most important thing, because Christ lives in us.
最重要的是基督住在我们心里。
This makes us unique among all God's creation.
在所有创造当中，我们是独特的。
Christ lives in me.
基督住在我们里面。
But is that all?
这就是一切了吗？
No, not only want Christ want to live in us to be our life.
不光是基督住在我们里面，成为我们的生命。
Christ wants also to become our living.
他要成为我们所活的。
That's why when we read the 23rd Psalm,
所以我们成为读诗篇二十三篇的时候，
it shows us the kind of relationship God wants to get into.
这就是表示神要我们和他之间关系是应当怎么样的。
Not only He lives in us.
不光他活在我们里面。
That is so-called just to leave Him behind. No.
这是不是就这样了呢？
No, He wants us to have fellowship.
他希望和我们和他之间有交通。
Oh, that in our daily living,
在我们每天的生活里面，
we are fully dependent on Him.
我们都完全的依靠他。
Look at Psalms 23.
一起来看诗篇二十三
篇。The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not.
你是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺。
In another translation, it says.
在另外一个翻译里面讲。
The Lord is my shepherd, He meet all my needs.
耶和华是我的牧者，他满足我所有的需要。
Every time we need Him.
每一次我们需要他的时
候， we just need to come to him.
我们就来到他的面前。
The problem with men today, they after they got saved,
今天人的问题是得救以后，
they felt like I already had a ticket to heaven.
觉得说我已经有了进天堂的票。
My future is secured.
我的未来已经有保障了。
So I continue to live my own life, and God continue to do His own will.
我就继续活我的生活，神做他的旨意。
But that is not what God's purpose is.
这不是神的旨意。
God wants to be involved in our life.
神需要和我们的生活有关系。
Everything we do.
每一件我们做的事情。
Every decision we make.
我们每一个做的决定。
He wants to be part of it.
他希望成为那一部分。
No, regardless of whether our situation is normal or abnormal.
不管我们的光景是正常还是不正常。
Whether we are going through trials or tribulation.
不管我们是经过试炼和艰难。
We are going through some problems in life.
我们的生活里面经历问题。
God wants to be involved.
God, 神希望能够成为这一切。
Our brother make a very good example.
我们弟兄举了一个很好的例子。
It's like a father-son relationship.
就像父亲和儿子的关系。
When the son has some problems.
当这个儿子有问题的时候。
How the desire of the father wants to have fellowship with the son.
这个父亲多么渴望和这个孩子有交通。
How the father desire that the son will come to him and console him.
父亲多么希望孩子到他的面前来问问他，来
指教他。We want to be independent of God.
但很多时候我们希望独立于神。
We want to do our own thing.
我们希望做我们自己的事情。
Using our own ability to solve our own problems.
用我们自己的能力解决我们自己的问题。
Oh, God is a wonderful God.
神是奇妙的神。
Not only He's God, He is our heavenly Father.
他不光是我们天上的父亲。
He desires us to have fellowship with Him.
他盼望我们和他之间有交通。
When we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
当我们经过死荫幽谷的时候。
When we're going up the mountain.
当我们经过高山。
He wants us to go together with Him.
希望跟我们同行。
This is a kind of relationship.
这就关系。
A relationship based on our living.
这个关系在我们的生活和生活里面。
But God wants this relationship to furthermore.
这个神希望这个关系再进一步。
Not only we have fellowship with Him when we are in need.
当不光是我们在有需要的时候，我们和他有交通。
God wants us to have fellowship with Him when we are in service.
神也希望在服事里面和他有交通。
Everyone who are in service, God wants to have part of it.
当每个在服事的里面的弟兄姊妹，神都希望成为那一部分。
Why do we serve God?
为什么我们要服事神呢？
Because we love Him, right?
因为我们爱神。
Who among us here are involved in service? Can you please raise your hand?
这里面有谁弟兄姊妹在服事里面？
God wants us to have fellowship with Him in our service.
神希望在我们的服事里面与我们有交通。
But the problem with men.
但是人的问题是
is that when he think about serving God,
当他想到服侍神的时候
he think about works,
就想到工作
I want to do something to please God.
我想做些什么事情来让神高兴
This is exactly what Cain did.
这就是该隐所做的事情
He want to please God.
他想要神高兴
He want to bring a sacrifice to God.
他想要带来祭物给神
But not according to how God desired him to do.
但不是照着神所想要的
But according to what he planned, what he think it will please God.
但是照他自己觉得他是照着他自己所想的。
That's why when he bring up all the things that he had planted,
所以他就把他所种的谷物带来
，and place it in the altar,
放在祭坛之上。
The Bible tells us God was displeased with Cain.
圣经上说神不喜悦该隐的祭物。
Why all this sacrifice that he make?
为什么他这些献给神的祭物
？Is altogether the result of his work.
都是他工作的果效。
Today a lot of times we feel like if we have do something else for God, then God will be happy.
今天我们觉得说，如果我们为神做了事情，神应该很高兴。
This is not true.
这不是真的。
God should be the one to initiate the work.
神是应该来起始这个工作。
God should be the one to lead us through the work.
神是应该带领我们经过这个工作。
God should be the one to what conclude the work.
神是要来结束这个工作。
You know, when we look at the book of Revelation chapter 2,
我们来启示录第二章。
We can see that all these seven churches that is the beloved John wrote letters to.
这个在启示录第二章。使徒约翰所写的关于七个教会的书信。
All these seven churches has one thing in common.
这七个教会都有一件事情是共同一样的。
They did a lot of works.
他们做了很多的事情。
Let me read to you chapter 2 verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Say, I know thy works. This is to the church in Ephesus.
这是给以弗所教会的信。
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil.And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience for my name's sake, hath labored and hast not fainted.
第二节第三节，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
If you look at the church in Ephesus.
如果你看以弗所教会
，two verses we can say they are a model church.
我们用的话我们就说他们是一个样本教。
He said they have works and have labor and patience.
他们有行为，有劳碌，有忍耐。
In other words, they started the work.
换句话说，他们开始这个工作。
But they want to finish it.
他们但是却不能完成。
They want to finish.
他们想要完成。
Because they had a lot of patience in it.
因为他们有很多的忍耐。
And they said they cannot bear them which are evil.
他们也不能容忍恶人。
In other words, they will not compromise.
换句话说，他不能够打折扣。
And they said they have tried them which say they are apostles and are not and have found them liars.
他们也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的。
In other words, they have spiritual discernment.
换句话说，他有属灵的判断。
Brothers, where can you find such a church today?
你今天能够找到这样的教会吗
？This is a number one church.
这是实在是第一名的教会。
And it says the verse 3 have borne and have patience for my namesake labor and has not fainted.
第三节。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
In other words, while they're going through working for God,
他们在给神工作的时候
，they had met so many temptations and trials.
他们经过试探和试炼。
Yet they what? They didn't fail.
但是他们却不倦。
They hold on.
他们坚。
Is this not a wonderful church?
这不是个很好的教会吗
？Yet the Lord in verse 4 said, "Nevertheless, I have something against thee; thou hast left thy first love."
但是第四节说，然而有一件事我要责备你。就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
How can a church who is so patiently serving the Lord, working for the Lord, have left their first love?
怎么一个这样子有耐心为主劳苦的教会把离开了起初的爱呢
？So in other words, this just proved to us.
这换句话说，这就是对我们证明。
You might have a lot of work in the church.
你可以在教会里有很多的服事。
You might have patience.
你可以有忍耐。
You might have spiritual discernment.
你可以有属灵的判别。
But there is a problem with your relationship with God.
但是你和神之间的关系已经出问题。
Therefore, every time we serve,
所以每一次当我们服事的时候
even before we serve,
在我们服事之前
we need to check our heart if is my heart proper with God.
我们要检查我们的心，我们的心在主面前是不是对的
Is my relationship with God proper?
我和神之间的关系对不对
We don't want to do things independent.
我们不想在神之外做事情
We don't want to go before God.
我们不想再走在神的前面
We don't want to go be behind God.
我们要走在神的后面。
We want to go side by side with God.
我们需要走在神的旁边。
In other words, when God works, we work.
但换句话说，神工作，我们也工作。
When He stops, we stop.
当神停下来的时候，我们也停下来。
Look at the church in Pergamos, the same thing.
在毕加摩教会，是米拿。
Verse 13 says, "I know thy works."
我知道你的行为。
Where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, thou holdest fast thy name.And has not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth.
我十三节，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
This church in Pergamos.
这个别加摩的教会
is located among all kinds of most evil location.
在很多它是坐落在一个非常败坏。
He says here, you are in Satan's where Satan's seat is.
就是有撒旦座位之。
Yet they what? They are persevere. They persevere.
但是他们被逼迫。
They suffer.
他们逼迫。
They are persecuted, but they overcome.
但是他们被逼迫的时候，他们已经胜过了。
Yet it says in verse 14.
但是第十四节说。
But I have few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication.
第十四节，然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
And hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitan, which thing I hate?
你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
How can the church be so faithful in going through persecution?
怎么一个这样子对神 有忠心经过逼迫的教会
Yet in them they what? They sin the sin of what? Idolatry.
他们在中间怎么有拜偶像的这个罪呢
They committed spiritual fornication.
他们怎么会犯了属灵的奸淫的罪呢
In the midst of them they what? They uplift the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
他们怎么会服从那个 尼格拉一党人的教训呢
In other words, there is a what we call a clergy-lady system.
他们有一个宗教的圣品阶级。
In other words, there is so-called a group of people who are serving God, and the rest of them does not.
换句话说，有一群人他们是服侍神的，其他人不服侍神。
God decided that every one of us should be a royal priesthood.
神说我们每一个人都是属神的，都是圣洁的国民。
Every one of us should be priests serving God.
每一个人都是祭司，可以服侍神。
Yet in this church.
但是在这个教会里面
Something this has, some, this doctrine of Nicolaitan has been uplifted.
但是这个尼格拉一党人教训被高举。
You know what's the reason is?
原因是什么呢
There's a problem with their intimate relationship with God.
在他们和神之间亲密的关系有了问题。
If a church or if an individual really serve God,
如果一个人服侍神
they should have an intimate relationship with God.
他们和神之间应该有亲密的关系。
This is a lot of times when we serve.
时候当我们服侍的时候
I do believe of our sincerity.
我的确相信我们的真诚。
But there is one thing more important than sincerity.
但是有一件事情比真诚还要重要。
Is there a personal, intimate relationship with God?
我们和神之间有亲密的个人的关系。
In other words, God desires more or puts more priority your relationship with Him rather than your service.
神因为更看重于我们和他的关系，而过于我们和我们的工作。
Our service should be the result.Of our personal relationship with Him.
我们的服事应该是我们和神关系的一个结果。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't serve anymore.
我不是在这里说你不要再服事了。
Yeah, a lot of people just use this as an excuse of not serving God.
很多人用这个理由来拒绝服事神。
Oh, I don't want to serve God. I just want to make sure that my, you know, God is the one who initiate this work.
我不想服事，因为我想确定说是神让我来服事的。
This is not true.
这不是真的。
Because if we love God.
如果我们爱神的话
God wants us to serve him.
神要我们服侍他。
No, one time I heard of a brother.
有一次一个弟兄说
Hey, this had been, you know, in the church for so long.
这个弟兄在聚会里很久了。
Every time the elders want to ask him to serve,
每一次当演讲的弟兄要他服侍的时候
He will say, I'll pray about it.
他又说我祷告看看。
Continuously for 4 years, he said, I pray about it.
四年了他一直在说我祷告看看。
This is what we call fake spirituality.
这是一个虚假的属灵实际。
Today God wants to serve Him.
今天神要我们服侍他。
But we need to have a fellowship with Him.
我们需要跟他之间有交通。
Today we just want to this also give me a warning.
今天也给我这也给我一个警告。
Especially you know when we are always you know assigned in speaking.
尤其是他们总是叫我讲。
I'm always, very tense whenever they assign me to share.
每一次该到我分享的时候，我总是很紧张。
Every time I start to prepare, I drop on my knees. Lord, you got to speak to me.
每一次我都要跪下来祷告，说主，你要向我说话。
But after the message is prepared,
当信息准备完了以后
，Are we still in relationship? That's the question.
这个我和神之间还有这个关系吗？那是那个关键。
You know, a month ago I came here.
一个月以前我来到这里。
This is a wonderful experience.
这是一个非常奇妙的经历。
Brother John was telling us that we had another property bought here.
周弟兄跟我们讲说，我们又买了一个房子。
I was so excited.
我非常的兴奋。
And Brother Da Bao showed me after the meeting. Oh, this is the place, you know.
大宝弟兄就给我看，这是这个地方，那是那个地方。
And immediately I said, "Wow, that's nice."
我很快就说，这真的很好。
We can have a brother's house and sister's house.
我们可以有一个弟兄的房子，姊妹的。
姊妹之家，弟兄之家。
姊妹之家弟兄之家
and we will start the gospel meeting.
我们可以有一个福音聚会
we can start to have the student work.
我们可以有学生的服事
you know what Brother 大宝 said?
你知道大宝弟兄说什么吗
we need to pray a lot.
我们需要祷告
this really a reminder to me.
这的确是提醒了我
every time, even though I'm speaking, but a lot of times, because of that, we just get out.From God's main plan.
很多时候因着我们自己的兴奋我们从神的计划上离开
We forgot that God should initiate the work
我们忘记了神应该起始这个工
作 God should lead us through the work and God should be the one to conclude the work
神要带领我们经过这个工作神也应该来结束这个工作
May the Lord really have mercy on us
愿神 对我们有怜悯
In our service
在我们的服事里
God should be the one to take the lead
神应该来起始这个工作
Like as the shepherd leading the sheep
就像那个牧人带领那个群羊一样。
Well, we should be those servants following the master.
我们需要那个仆人来跟随主人。
So we can see here there are already four relationships.
我们看见这里有四个关系。
The relationship concerning the creator and the creature.
那个造物主和被造的关系。
The second relationship is the relationship between what? Christ wants to become our life.
第二个关系是基督想成为我们的生命。
So thirdly, a relationship between the father and the son relationship.
第三个是父亲和儿子的关系。
God desires to what? To be dependent upon him, everything we do, every decision.
神希望我们来依靠他每一个所做的决定。
The fourth kind of relationship, a relationship, the master and the slave.
第四个关系是主人和仆人的关系。
We need to seek his guidance in every step of the way.
我们每一步路上都应当寻求他的带领。
But there is one more relationship which is more important than all of these relationships.
但是有一个关系比这个所有的讲的还要重要。
A relationship based on love.
一个关系是在爱的基础上。
We have fellowship with him.
我们跟他有交通。
Not only because we need to.
不光是我们需要。
Not because it is our duty and responsibility.
不光是我们的责任和任务。
We have fellowship with him.
我们和他有交通。
Because we love to.
是因着我们爱他。
You see here as the deer panteth for the waters.
就像那个牧鹿渴慕溪水一样。
So my soul panteth over after thee, O God.
我的心也切慕你。
This is the relationship God wants us to have.
这就是神想让我们有的关系。
You know, if one day your children come to you because he had a problem,
如果有一天你的孩子因着问题到你面前来
is it good?
是不是很好呢
Surely it's good.
当然很好。
But after the problem is solved,
当这个问题绝了以后
he go his own way, I go my own way.
他走他的路，我的路。
You know, that is not good.
这就
One time my boy asked me,
有一次我妈妈问我
No, my boy.
我的儿子问我
He said, Dad, let me talk to you.
他说爸爸我想跟你讲话
You know, my reaction is, what's the problem?
我问他说怎么了
Because it's always in our mind that children come to us because there is a problem.
这在我们脑子里面孩子来了就一定是有出事情了
But my boy said, no, Dad, there's no problem.
我的儿子说没问题没有任何问题
Let's just go down and eat some ice cream.
我们下去一起吃点冰激凌吧
And let's just have a talk.
我们一起来讲讲话吧。
You know what? When I heard that, oh, my heart just felt so good.
当我听到那个之后，我心里非常的高兴。
And I will tell all these parents.
我告诉你所有的做父母的。
Every time your children comes to you.
每一次到你孩子到你面前的时候。
Never say no.
不要说不。
A lot of times it's because there is a communication gap.
很多时候那个有一个交通的鸿沟在里面。
Therefore, there is a problem between the parents and the children.
所以在父母和孩子之间就有了问题。
And I hear parents that I hear children complaining.
很多时候听见孩子抱怨说。
Oh, I cannot communicate with my dad.
我不能跟我父亲讲话。
Because he's always busy.
他总是那么忙。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
We should never be busy with our children.
我们跟孩子不应当总是我们不应当总是忙到没有时间给孩子
Don't say that, oh, because I have so much service, so I cannot communicate with my children. That is wrong.
不能说我有很多的服事所以我没有时间跟我的孩子
Why? Because God wants us to have fellowship with our children.
因为神希望我们和我们的孩子之间有交通
The Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经说得非常的清楚
That the children are the inheritance of the Lord.
因为儿女是神耶和华所赐的产业
And we are the stewards.
我们是那个管家
We want to be stewards serving faithfully
我们想要做一个忠心的管家吗
Take care of your children first
先管好你的孩子
A lot of times we take care of other people except our children
很多时候我们管好了照顾好了其他人却没有管好我们自己的孩子
That's why I told my children my boy
所以我告诉我的儿子
If anything happened
不管发生什么事情
Any problem arise,
any, 不管是问题
I should be the first one to know.
我们应当是第一个知道的
Maybe that problem is a self-inflicted problem.
也许那是一个自己造成的问题
I might not be very happy.
我可能不是很高兴
But I'm your buddy.
但是我是你的朋友。
I have your back.
我支持你。
Brothers, this should be our attitude to our children.
弟兄姊妹，这应当是我们的态度。
We need children to communicate with us.
孩子们需要和我们有个敞开的沟通。
Don't wait until everybody knows about the problem of your children and you are the last one to know.
不要等到所有人都知道你孩子的问题，你是最后一个知道的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to spend time with our children.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要和儿女花时间。
Based on this principle.
这是一个原则。
We should also have, based on this principle, God wants us to have fellowship with Him.
基于这个原则，神也要我们和他之间有关系。
Anything happen,
不论发生什么事，
whether good or bad,
不管是好的还是坏的，
whether it's only a plain talk,
我还是一个简单的讲话。
We need to tell our Lord.
我们需要告诉。
No, this past week, there is something that bothers me.
上个礼拜有一件事情很搅扰我。
I don't know who to tell.
不知道跟谁讲好。
You know, the first one thing I just.Drop my knees, tell the Lord.
第一件事我想到就是跪下来跟神讲。
You know, one time I was working in my company.
我在我公司里工作的时候。
God arranged me to have my own room.
神让我有自己的办公室。
So I lock my door, drop on my knees, tell the Lord what is in my heart.
我就关上门跪下来告诉神我心里的想法。
And when I just pour out my heart to God.
当我把我的心向神倾吐的时候。
Burden was lifted on Calvary, praise the Lord.
那个重担就被举起来赞美神。
This should be our relationship with God.
这就是我们和神之间的关系。
You know, one thing I miss my father.
我非常想念我的父亲。
Is because we have this good fellowship.
因为我们之间的沟通非常好。
Not only because I need to.
不光是我需要。
Not because there is some problems that have been, you know, bothering me.
不是说有什么事情搅扰我。
But because we love, I love to.
因为我非常愿意。
And my father will spend all time to squeeze out a portion of time to have fellowship.
我父亲也总是分别出时间来和我有交通。
Maybe that conversation is really nothing.
那个讲话什么都不是。
Yet, my father used that conversation as an opportunity to teach God into me.
但是神我的父亲却用那个时间和机会把神教导给我。
You know, the Bible tells us.
你说圣经说。
Thus, as parents, we need to what? Teach the commandment of the Lord to our children.
我们作为父亲的应当把神的教训给我们的儿女。
While we are walking, while we are lying down, while we are standing up, we need to teach the commandment of the Lord.
不管是我们行走，是我们躺下，还是我们站着，我们都应当把神的教训
But if we always make an excuse, I have no time, how could you teach God's commandment to them?
如果你说我们没有时间，那我们怎么能够把神的教训给我们的儿女呢？
The same principle, how can God reveal himself to us if we have no time for him?
如果我们不给神时间，神怎么能够向我们启示他的自己呢？
Sometimes we feel like, how could this brother, when he opened the word of God, it is like full revelation.
怎么有的时候我们觉得说，为什么这个弟兄打开圣经就充满了启示呢？
Just one verse, he can give a message already.
就是一句话他都可以给了一篇
How come there's so much enlightenment?
为什么有这么多的亮
光？ Behind it, there's a lot of fellowship.
那之后其实有很多的交通。
If you look at the Exodus chapter 33,
如果你看出埃及记三十三章
，when Moses and God was, you know, trying to converse or communicate with one another,
当摩西和神之间有交通的时候
，God was able to pour out everything in his heart to Moses.
神可以把他心中所有的都交通给摩西。
Not only the revelation concerning the tent.The tabernacle.
不光是那个会幕的样子。
More likely, more than that, he speak out his heart to Moses.
他可以把他的心向摩西敞开。
That's why Moses is a man whom God knew face to face.
所以摩西是一个神和神面对面说话的人。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it says.
那个在生命记里面讲。
Said there arose not a prophet in Israel who like Moses, whom God knew face to face.
在以色列当中没有兴起一个先知像摩西可以和神面对面说话。
How could he have knew God face to face?
他怎么可以和神面对面呢？
How could he knew so much concerning the heart of God?
他怎么可以知道神这么多的知道神的心呢？
Because he spent so much time in heaven with God.
因为他花了很多的时间和神有交通。
You want to be a person who knew the heart of God?
你想要这心吗？
You want to know God's eternal purpose?
想要知道神永远的旨意吗？
Having fellowship with God is a must.
和神之间有交通是必须的。
Secondly,
第二点
，What is to have fellowship with God?
怎么叫和神有交通呢
？What is to have an intimate relationship with God?
什么是和神之间有亲密的交通呢
？Number one,
第一点
，It's a two-way traffic.
这是双向的交通。
God, you want to talk to God?
你想和神讲话吗
？We need to have the willingness to talk to Him. Let Him talk to us.
我们需要有愿意的心，让神向我们讲话。
A lot of times we want to have fellowship with God.
很多时候我们想和神有交通。
We just keep on talking and talking and talking.
我们就一直的讲啊讲啊讲。
After we pour out everything to God.
当我们跟神讲完一切之后。
After all our burden have been lifted.
当我们所有的重担被卸下来以后
，Before God can speak a word, we run out.
当神在神说话之前，我们就走开了。
Isn't that our situation?
这不是我们的光景吗
？A lot of times we say, Lord, I'm too busy.
很多时候我们说主啊，我太忙了。
But I need to talk to you.
我需要跟你讲话。
So、after we finish talking, then we're gone.
当我们讲，我们就走了。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to have a willingness to listen to God.
今天我们需要愿意来听听神向我们讲。
This is exactly what King David.
这就是大卫的事情。
He said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord."
他说有一件事我寻求神。
That I will seek after.
我要寻求你的面。
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
What to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple.
他来瞻仰你的荣美，在你的殿里求问。
In other words, he wanted what to listen to the word of God.
换句话说，他想要听神的话。
Let me say it in this way. He wants to listen to what God has said, something to say to him.
他想，换句话，他想要听听神向他要说什么话。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to take a pause.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们需要停一下。
Lord, speak to me.
主啊，请你向我讲话。
Speak to me, your servant, listen.
请你向我讲话，你的仆人静听。
One thing that I like about the prophet Eli.
有一件事我喜欢先知以利。
You know, we don't like prophet Eli, right?
我们不喜欢他。
Because he doesn't discipline his children very correctly.
因为他不管教他的儿子们。
But concerning Samuel.
但是关于撒母耳。
He did a good thing.
他做了一件非常好的事情。
When Samuel cannot differentiate the voice of God.
当撒母耳分辨神的声音的时候。
He told Samuel.
他跟撒母耳说
When the Lord speaks to you once again, when you hear this voice,
当神再跟你讲话，当你听见这个声音以后
say,
你就说
Speak, Lord, your servant listen.
主，请讲，你的仆人静听。
And that is a very basic foundation that is laid in the heart of Samuel.
这就是在撒母耳心中所奠定的一个根基。
He became a very good prophet.
他成为一个非常好的先知。
Because he had an ear to listen to the Lord speaking.
因为他有一个耳朵可以听神向他讲话。
So we need to have a willingness to hear.
所以我们需要有一个愿意的心来听。
Number two, we need the willingness to spend time.
我们需要愿意在神面前花时间。
Do you spend time with him?
我们在神面前花时间吗
？Oh, a lot of times we say we love him, we love him, we love him.
很多时候我们说我爱主，我爱主，我爱主。
Yet we never had time for him.
但是我们在主面前没有时间。
When a boy is trying to what to court a girl.
当一个男孩子追求一个女孩子的时候
，He will send all kinds of gifts.
他会送很多的礼物。
Yet he never make a phone call. He never talk to her. There's a problem with that relationship, isn't it?
但是他如果不跟他讲话，也不跟他打电话，这个关系一定有问题。
Sometimes there's a little girl.
有一次有一个女。
It was on her birthday.
在她的生日上。
Her father loved this young girl very much.
这个父亲非常爱这个女儿。
But he was too busy.
但是他太忙了。
But he bought all kinds of gifts a young girl would love.
他买了所有一个女孩子所喜欢的礼物。
So on her birthday, he present all this gift to the girl.
在那个生日上，他把这些礼物都送给了这个女儿。
The thing is, the girl start crying.
但是这个女孩就开始哭。
And the father said, "What's the problem?"
父亲说，出什么问题了
？Don't you like all this gift that I bought you?
你不喜欢这些礼物吗
？You know what the little girl said?
这个女儿说
，Daddy, I want you.
她说，父亲，我想要你。
Today the father wants us.
今天父亲想要我们。
And sometimes we try to use our word.To what it represents in our relationship with God.
今天我们想要我们的工作取代我们和神的关系。
This can our relationship with God can never be replaced with work.
今天我们的和神的关系不能够被工作代替。
God wants us to have a relationship with Him.
神要我们和他有关系。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。最后
，What is the result of our relationship with God?
我们和神的关系是的结果是什么？第一
，joy and
就是喜乐就是喜乐。
Let's turn our Bible to Psalm 16 verse 11。
我们来翻到诗篇第十六篇第十一节。
He said, "Thou will show me the path of life; in Thy presence is fullness of joy; and Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore."
你必将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
He says, "In Thy presence is fullness of joy."
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
A person who have an intimate relationship with God is a happy person.
在和一个人和神之间有亲密的关系，这个人是一个喜乐的人。
No matter what kind of trials he go through,
不管他经历什么样子的艰难
，there might be tears in her eyes.
在他眼睛里。可能有眼泪
But there is joy in her spirit.
但是在她灵里面有喜乐
Because he knows, she knows, God knows.
因为她知道，神知道
She knows that God is standing side by side with him.
因为她知道，神和她同在
She knows that God is bearing him or her upon his shoulder.
因为她知道，神把她担在她的肩上
Brothers and sisters, you want real joy and happiness?
你想要真正的喜乐吗
You need to have a personal relationship with God.
你就需要人之间有个人的关系
Secondly, Yes, thou wilt show me the path of life.
你必将生命的道指示我。
In other words, there is guidance, there is light in our way.
换句话说，在我们的路上有光有带
领。We are not a group of people going around the desert.
我们不是那个在旷野走在走在旷野的人。
We are a group of people with a goal.
我们有一个有目标的人。
We had a path that we can follow through.
我们有一个路可以走。
Because he is the light.
因为他是我们的光。
When we had a relationship with God.
当我们和神有关系的时
候 He is the light of the world. He will show us the path how to go through.
他就是我们路上的光，可以让我们知道怎么走这
条路。Sometimes we are confused with what we are going through.
很多时候我们很混乱，不知道怎么走。
You better check what is your relationship with God.
那你就要想想看，你和神的关系是什么。
Are you living in His light?
你在他的光中吗？
If we are in His light,
如果我们在他的光中，
then He says here, He will show me the path of life.
他就这里就说，他必将生命的道指示我。
Secondly, there is growth in life.
在生命里就一定有生命的成长。
Brother and sister, a person who has a relationship with God has a growth in life.
一个和神之间有关系的人就有生命的成长。
Why? Because God continues to reveal Himself to him.
因为神一直不停地向他启示。
Thirdly,
第三点
who has a relationship with God,
和神之间
是的人 is a person who has the heart and the mind of God.
是有神的心的人。
He knows what is the heart of God.
他就知道神的心是什么。
David is a person after God's own heart.
是大卫是寻求耶和华心意的人。
He might not be perfect.
他不是一个完全的人。
He might have committed sin.
他犯了罪。
But immediately when sin is when the prophet Nathan revealed what he had done,
当拿单那个显明了他的罪以后
，immediately he turned and repented before God.
他很快，他马上就转过来，在神面前回转。
Because he wants the presence of God.
因为他想要神的同在。
And because he is always in the presence of God.
且他因着他一直在神的同在。
He knows what is really in the heart of God.
他就知道神心里面要的是什么。
You know, a lot of times we want to be King Solomon.
很多时候我们希望成为扫罗王。
King Solomon, Solomon 王。
所罗门王，所罗门王。
Because he's a king full of wisdom.
因为这个所罗门王充满了智慧。
But if you ask me what I want to be,
如果你问我想要成为什么
，I want to be like King David.
我想要成为大卫。
Even though he has some failures,
虽然他有失败
，yet he knows what is the very heart of God.
他知道神心里想要什么。
God wants to dwell among His people.
他知道神要住在人的当中。
And immediately he start to prepare the what? He prepared all those materials for the building of that temple.
他就开始为圣殿准备材料。
Even though God doesn't allow him to build that temple.
虽然神不让他建圣殿。
He said because you are a man of war.
因为你是一个征战的人。
I will raise up a son who's a man of peace to build that house for me.
我要再兴起一个儿子来建这个圣殿。
Yet we know in the heart of King David.
但是我们知道在大卫王的心中。
He desire that God dwell among his people.
神希望住在人当中。
He said that I am dwelling in the house of cedars.
我住在象牙的宫中。
Yet God's house is in the God's tabernacle is in a house of tent.
但是神的帐幕却神的神的约柜却在帐幕当中。
So I decided to build a house for him.
我想要为神建一个殿宇。
You know when he said that,
他说的时候
you just don't know how happy God is.
你不知道神有多么的高兴。
Because for God to dwell among is God's eternal purpose.
因为神住当中是神永远的旨意。
And King David knows that.
但是大卫王知道这一
点。Brother, sister, you want to know the heart of God?
你想要知道。神的心吗？
You better have an intimate relationship with him.
你要和神之间有亲密的关系。
Lastly,
最后
a person who has a relationship with God.
一个和神有亲密关系的人。
Is a person. Let's turn to verse 23, the 23rd Psalm.
我们来翻到诗篇二十三篇。
It says here, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life."
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
In other words, he had blessing.
换句话说，他有慈爱，他有祝福。
Just imagine goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life.
就想一想，有慈爱恩惠随着我。
Not only there is the presence of God.
不光有神的同在。
There is the blessing of God.
也有神的祝福。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
That we will continue on to pursue our relationship with God every day of our life.
在我们每天里面都来寻求认识神。
In other words, our relationship with God, there is no graduation.
说我们和神之间的关系没有毕业。
Not only in this life.
不光是今生
but in the life to come.
那个在那个要来的来生里面
One more thing.
在永世里面
What are the things that prevent us to have a relationship with God?
那么什么来阻止我们和神之间有关系呢
Two things, sin.
两件事一个是罪
Secondly, the love of the world.
第二点就是对世界的爱
Every time we have sinned against the Lord,
每一次我们犯罪得罪神的时候
immediately that relationship is cut off.
那个我们和神之间的关系就断绝了
And in this kind of sin,
这个罪
There are three things I want to mention.
三点我想讲一下。
One.
第一。
Pride.
骄傲。
Every time we have pride.
每一次我们有骄傲。
Then the relationship is cut off.
这个关系就断了。
Satan, you know, pride is the original sin.
这个骄傲是原罪。
It is the sin which God hates the most.
这是神所恨最恨恶的一个罪。
Surely God hates sin. Surely God hates sin.
神恨恶罪恶。
But the number one sin is our pride.
但是第一个罪就是骄傲。
In other words, pride.
什么是骄傲呢
？Pride is saying I can do anything aside from God.
骄傲就是神之外我可以做任何事情。
If God wants us to be dependent on Him.
如果神让我们来依靠他
，Then you better deal with our pride.
你必须要来对付这个骄傲。
Secondly,
第二点
is the matter of disobedience.
就是不顺服。
A lot of times we are disobedient to the Lord.
很多时候我们不顺服神。
This is the biggest problem of King Saul.
这就是大卫扫罗王的一个问题。
Why he stopped being the king of Israel?
当他成为以色列人王的时候。
Because of his disobedience.
为什么他不能成为以色列王？是因为不顺服。
The third one.
第三点
sin of unbelief.
就是不信的罪。
You know how come the Pharisee who knew so much about the scripture, they cannot see that in front of them is the Messiah because there is sin of unbelief.
为什么法利赛人知道这么多的圣经，却不知道弥赛亚就站在他们面前呢？是因为他们有不信的罪。
Yet all these common people,
所有这些人
，so all these common people who receive healing,
所有这些普通的百姓接受了治疗。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they believe what God is going to do to them.
因为他们知道神要向他们所做的事情。
Praise the Lord.
When
the Lord is revealing Himself to us.
当神向我们启示的时候。
Let's have this heart of humbleness.
让心谦卑下来。
Let's have a heart of obedience.
让我们的心顺服下来。
Let's have a believing heart.
让我们有个相信的心。
Because this is what God wants.
因为这是神想要的。
Secondly, the love for the world.
第二点就是爱世界的心。
I believe all of you know about that.
我相信每个人都知道这一点。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能够服侍两个
王。Either we hate the one or love the other.
我们或爱这个或恶那个。
If we love God,
如果我们爱神
you better deal with your love for the world.
你就要对付对世界的爱。
We cannot have two masters in our heart.
我们不可能有两个主。
We cannot have two loved ones in our heart.
我们不可能有两个，在我们心里有两个爱。
Our God should be the only one and one and only.
我们神应该是唯一的神。
May this, this fellowship encourage once again, encourage us once again.
愿这个信息来鼓励我们。
To continue on our personal, intimate relationship with God.
来继续和神之间有个人的亲密的关系。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to your word once again.
今天早上我们再次来到你话语的面前。
We are excited that your purpose is to have fellowship with us.
我们非常高兴你愿意和我们之间有关系。
Lord, what is meant that thou art my king?
人善什么你竟然顾念他。
Yet even though we are lower than the angels.
虽然我们比天使为。
You created us to have fellowship with you.
创造了让我们和你之间有关系。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we are so grateful.
我们把感谢归给你，我们这样子的充满感激。
May you continue on to have give us the heart to have fellowship with you.
愿你给我们有这样的心愿，愿意和你之间有交通。
Until that day when we see you face to face.
直到我们见你面的日子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。